Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone. Be aware of your phone. We can't do this without you. I appreciate you because this is a Tuesday. It's at 6 o'clock here Eastern Time. I don't know what time it is where you are, but I do appreciate you taking time out to vibe out with us. It means a lot. And I don't know about you guys, but please, please, please mark your calendars for Saturday, August 31st. That is my birthday celebration and also Illusions Open Mic Night. We're going to have a good time. We get to celebrate. I'm looking forward to celebrating because on Sunday is my official birthday. I will be 41 years old. I ain't ashamed of it. I'm thankful for every year that God gives me. And we're going to have a good time. So I would love for you guys to be there with me, be in the building, and make it happen. Let's just have a good time and just vibe out, enjoy the show. If you feel comfortable, like getting on the mic tonight, feel free to do that too. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and slide into a track. I hope you guys enjoy.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith. motivated to keep on reaching. The Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory, wholeness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things my humble visionaries, for the people could realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth, others may run. Doubt when it's scary, visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry, visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
Cartier Genius, a.k.a. Cartier Jesus. Here, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call it.
China.
It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. What up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, this is pieces. Anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed that last track that was played. That was by Dion Ballard. He is the founder and CEO of Enlistic Media. Enlistic Soldiers, and they have their own magazine called Enlistic Media. You guys got to check them out. They are stationed out of Springfield, Massachusetts. My homie, he's been up here before. He's actually hosted with me. Would love for you guys to check him out. Support what he does, too. They actually have a project about No Bullying Project. You know, just check out, like I said, we're all about supporting other people and different things that other organizations. So just check them out. Like I say, you can support them via web, or if you're in Massachusetts, check them out. So with that being said, I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone. Mark your calendar Saturday, August 31st at the Arts Council. Illusions open mic, also my birthday celebration, will be at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina, 28501. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 to 11. We're going to get it in. You guys, I hope you guys can come out and check out the show. So with that being said, I'm going to open the open mic lines and shout out lines. So don't be nervous if I shout you out. I'm just going to speak to you, say what's up. You know, you can speak back. I just like to pay homage to anybody who's took the time out to listen and vibe out with us on the show. So with that being said, I got a caller on the line. What's up? What's up? We got my little cousin in the building. What's up, Vaya? How you doing?
Good.
How you liking the show?
Good.
That's good. We appreciate you listening. Continue to listen, and I hope you enjoy. Have a good time.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Anytime. Everybody, that was Vaya in the building. Little cuz supporting me. I do appreciate it. Ain't nothing like support, you guys. Support comes a mighty, mighty long way. So, with that being said, one more track, and we're going to get it right back in. I'll be right back at you.
My grandmother was an amazing woman, a labyrinth of mysterious light. Brown eyes staring through me with ease, she would set me at ease. Her slow speech and gentle hands imparting old wisdom from the deep North Carolina countryside. Black people would gather around Thomasine like a campfire, still, yet moving to a warm rhythm. Her right shoulder was my favorite. After school program to lean on for affection, she would kiss the wounds beneath unbroken skin, mending my secret pieces of anguish. Grandmothers know a secret language that hushes little babies and big ones. Grown men were humbled and returned to the seething suns from which they sprout. She didn't even have to shout. Grandma spoke soft and carried no stick. Her words simply stick to the ribs. She was a home-cooked meal, serving itself from a bottomless dish, breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers, with no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator. My grandmother smoked Salem like peace. She drank Seagram's Number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give. God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all knowing yet unknown.
Guys know, I like to take time out to give you, like as I learn and I grow, I like to give to you. And this is just me being transparent with different things that I go through in my life and just learning and growing in my life. So I give gems, nuggets, inspirational thoughts, or just a thought, you know, or what have you. Like I say, as I learn and I grow, if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. So what I would say that I'm learning today is to trust the process. We talked about last week, we talked about plans, you know, when you're telling God your plans and things don't go the way you want them to, I realize it goes back to that word want. God, I really believe that God gives you what you need and not what you want. And most of the time what you want is actually not what you need. And so I'm learning to trust the process. And, you know, and trusting the process sometimes feels like salt in the wounds, because those things that, you know, that's when you, whenever you pour salt into a wound, it burns, it hurts, it doesn't feel good, but it's actually healing the wound. And it's just getting that infection out. So with that being said, if the salt is in the wound and of the want, because just metaphorically speaking, just know that you will heal and you will get what you need, which would be the healing to move forward and to go on with your life. So and just trust in the process, because we still don't know what God has in store for us in our lives. But just trust in the process, staying prayed up, not having anger in your heart, continue to, you know, saying to keep going, because even though those are the things that we expected, I really believe God can do it seemingly and abundantly, and He can repair anything and make things right in any situation, even if you have lost a loved one, lost a job, your finances not going the way you want to, or what have you, or the struggle just feels so real. Just know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There is a rainbow coming. Just keep speaking those positive things in your life. Just know that this struggle is just for you to trust the process and remember this journey. So when the rainbow comes, you'll appreciate it, so we don't repeat, you know, repeat the same cycles. But we also know that life happens. So when life happens, we got to go with the process, go with the road, learn from this thing, and keep going. And just know there will be stumbling blocks. No, nothing and no one is perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. And knowing that, it's okay. It's okay not to be perfect. It's okay for things not to fall the way we want them to or go the way we want them to. But just know that you will make it. You will succeed. Things will get better. Your comeback is going to be strong. My comeback is going to be strong. Whatever it is that you are enduring in life, I pray for everybody to keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. You hear me say that all the time before I get off this show. And I say that because it is necessary. Because sometimes we are our own enemy, own worst enemy, like just talking down ourselves, self-doubt. Worrying, anxiety, all those different things, they take away from who we are and who we're becoming. Just know that right now, you just might be in that transition stage. That transition stage, or the transformation stage, or what a rebuilding stage, however. Just know, if nobody has your back, I got your back. If you've never seen me before in your life, I believe in you. Even times when you don't believe in yourself, I believe in you because I believe in me. I believe in me, and I know I'm worth it, and I know you matter, and I matter. We're still here. We're still breathing. So do me a favor. Inhale right now. Hold it. And just exhale all the negativity. Just know that peace is within you. Receive that peace and keep right on going. And keep believing. And keep trusting the process. So like I say, the whole gist of that is trust the process. Just know, just because we have plans, plans are subject to change. Just know you are enough. You will make it. You will survive. Whoever's supposed to be in your life will be in your life. How things are going to go in your life, they're going to go. You're going to grow. And also forgive. In the process of trusting, forgiveness is for you. It's for you, and that it's for your freedom. Forgive, and also there are people around here that may cause you hurt, cause you pain, forgive them. Sometimes people just don't know what they do. And with that being said, just keep going and keep trusting the process. Like I said, keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. So with that being said, I'm going to do a piece for you guys. Actually, I'm going to do two pieces for you. I hope you guys enjoy. Don't judge me by the way I walk. My movements aren't perpetrated by a fraud. For I've been through the fire and back, extinguished flames that weren't meant for me to put out, have had holes dug for me, Reminder to the digger, keep in mind when you dig one, dig two, because they're both for you. I've been through storms you wouldn't believe, experienced shepherds in my life you couldn't conceive. A Category 6, a Hurricane Katrina, or your negative thoughts ain't got nothing on me. But your only notion of me is the image that you perceive. That false imperfection is not who I'm destined to be. But our trials and tribulations intended to conquer my sanity. Fought wars of flesh, ain't got time for this mess. Just an answer that had me all figured out. That's sadly mistaken. No time to be hot to ditty, goody goody, or wannabe. For I'm a believer, a go getter, a warrior, an everyday hustler. Struggling every day, whether it's mentally, physically, spiritually, or emotionally, to make those ends meet. I have my crosses to bear, lessons to learn and bridges to burn, hurdles to leap and dreams to reach. I refuse. Again, I say, I refuse. I say it one more time. I refuse to let views hinder who I'm destined to be. For my walk is in stride. And I can't do anything without God by my side. And that piece right there, I usually started out with he who is without sin cast the first stone. And I use that because a lot of people place judgment on you. They automatically assume they know you. They automatically assume because of a look or whatever they're going through in their mind, they don't know you until they get to know you. So that piece is actually called Get to Know Me. Because a lot of people spend more time judging you, trying to tell you who you are. But now, sometimes most people that take time out to judge you is because of different insecurities they have within themselves. And they rather judge someone else than look at themselves. So I pray for people like that. And I really believe in that saying, forgive them, Father, when Jesus said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Because some people don't know the hurt that they bestow on other people with the words that come out of their mouths. And just being mindful about what you say and what you do and how you treat people. I really believe and that's necessary. Like I say, these are just my thoughts, my beliefs, my perspectives. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. But I give you me. This give you, like Anita Baker says, the best. I'm giving you the best that I got. This is all I got. This is all I am. And I love who I am. Like I say, I give that love back to other people. So hopefully that helped. That piece is actually in my first book. And again, I'm saying first book. My first book is called Still Standing. And that book, you can find it on Amazon. And you guys check it out. Amazon, Still Standing, Clavette Roberts. That is my government name. With that being said, we actually have a caller on the line. I want to give them a chance to speak. What's up, what's up, what's up? This is China.
Hey, this is Beverly.
Hi, Beverly. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's awesome. Would you like to do anything on a mic tonight?
Let me see. Yeah. I guess I can do a little something. Let me kind of get my head
together
for a second.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You can take your time. I'm going to come right back at you. I'm going to do a piece, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, everybody. I'm going to get Beverly to close the show out because we'll be on closing out in just a minute. But with that being said, that piece I just did for you guys was called Get to Know Me. And, again, I said it's on Amazon. And I'm actually in your libraries. You can just ask for it, Clavette Roberts. That's C-L-E-V-E-T-T-E, Roberts. And also my album, Pieces of Me, is on my album, Pieces of Me, which is on Amazon as well. You just type in Pieces of Me in China with a Y, C-H-Y-N-A. I barely seldom promote myself, and that's something I need to continue to do. And so day by day, I do my best to promote myself. So I'm a work in progress. You guys pray for me and push me too. I need somebody to push me as well. So let me do this piece. And I'm going to give Beverly the floor. Blackbird, why you want to fly? You ain't never going to fly. Please spare me with your lies. I'm a queen and a child of the Most High. You couldn't deny me even if you tried. Yes, I know. My mama's name was Lonely. My daddy's name was Pain. They may have called me Little Sorrow, but they had no idea what God had in store for me tomorrow. With the pain, he removed the stains. I'm able to withstand the rain. A loyal bird in the sky. This blackbird is gonna fly. Like I say, you never know what you say. It might be something that somebody needs to hear. So hopefully that touched somebody or something I said touched somebody in some way. And keep sharing, keep going, and keep growing. With that being said, Miss Beverly, are you ready?
Yes,
you ready,
ma'am.
To roll? All right.
I'm ready.
Let's get it.
This is a song that I've sung a lot, but I think that it's one that it has a message that a lot of people, you know, probably need to hear or to really take to heart. So this is So Close by Mary Mary. There's something in your yesterday that's keeping you away from him, making you believe what you've done he won't forgive, telling you that you're just too far from him. But there is something he wants you to know, and there's no road that you can travel to, no place that's too far. He's so close, he can hear you breathing. He's so near, he can wipe your tears. Man, your heart, he knows it's broken, standing with his arms wide open. For so long, he's been waiting, every day anticipating for you to realize that he's so close to you. Everybody knows sometimes we all make mistakes, and when you try to do what's right, wrong gets in your way. You feel you're just a failure and you can't forgive yourself. But God can make it better if you only ask for help. There's no road that you can travel to, no place that's too far. He's so close, he can hear you breathing. He's so near, he can wipe your tears. In your heart, he knows it's broken, standing with his arms wide open. For so long, you've been waiting, every day anticipating for you to realize that he's so close to you. No, there's no road that you can travel to, no place that's too far. He's so close, he can hear you breathing, so near he can wipe your tears. In your heart, he knows it's broken, standing with his arms wide open. For so long, he's been waiting, every day anticipating for you to realize that he's so close to you. La da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. That's my song.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. That was Beverly. All right, everybody, that was Beverly. Beverly, we thank you for closing out the show tonight. We thank you. That was a beautiful song.
No problem. I was glad to be here.
Thank you so much. Everybody, beautiful way to close out the show because he is so close. Oh, my God. I say to you guys every time, and I want you guys to just tap into this, keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, and just remember the nugget that I dropped with you guys. I know we talked about plans last week, but what I would say to you guys tonight is trust the process. Just know, even though we have plans, we have different expectations, different ways we want life to go, trust the process and enjoy the journey and just know, appreciate the journey. And just know, if no one else believes in you, even if I don't know you, I believe in you. So with that being said, you guys be blessed and good night.